This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
At T-Mobile, we'll give you four free 5G phones and four lines for only $25 per line per month with eligible trade-ins. And no, it's not a contest. It's every day for a limited time. Everyone's a winner on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay. Up to $830 off each phone via 24 monthly bill credits plus taxes, fees, and $10 device connection charge. For well qualified customers, contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
The PGA Tour is all systems go, and so is the new show, Early Wedge, on the CBS Sports Podcast Network. Join Sportsline experts Sia Nejad, Mike McClure, and Eric Cohen, alongside myself, Rick Gaiman, Patrick McDonald, and Jason Sobel. Five times per week, the Early Wedge provides the best information for DFS lineups, outright selections, and so much more. Follow and listen to Early Wedge in the Early Edge feed on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
We are back here on the morning shift in our 7 o'clock hour. It is brought to you by Zero Res. Book an appointment today with Zero Res, Atlanta's best carpet cleaning service. It's mock draft season. And Woo! Thank goodness it is almost real Woo! Draft season.
We're in the prime of mock draft season.
We are definitely in the prime of mock draft season. So we'll bring you this latest one. It comes from the Athletics beat writers. And, you know, we can look at the number one overall pick, Tennessee Titans, taking Cam Ward. Two, Cleveland Browns taking Abdul Carter out of Penn State. And let me just go ahead and jump to 15 here, because they have the Atlanta Falcons taking, isn't this your guy, Bo?
Emeniwari?
Yeah.
Nick Emeniwari? I like him. I think he's a great player.
You just like saying his name.
I think he's relevant because I think he's one of the two best safeties in this draft, and I think the other guy is in where we talked about last segment in Athens, in Malachi Starks. I think those two are two of the best. Now, Emeniwari, who, as you mentioned, Kendall had them taken in this mock draft that's done by the Athletic beat writers of the teams, is he tested off the charts. I mean, he was phenomenal in his test. I think he ran like a 4.38 or something like that in the 40, had a 43-inch standing high jump, which some people call vertical. I call
6'3", 220 pounds.
Yeah, he's a physical specimen. You can say that, and he's a freak on paper. He played well too. It's not like he was bad on film.
Yeah,
not like he had a bad year. The problem I have with all this, Mike, Tiffany, is that Josh has the Falcons taking him at 15, Josh Kendall. And by the way,
ding.
Josh Kendall used to cover South Carolina, the University of South Carolina. So he probably has a little bit more knowledge about Nick Emeniwari than people would think, because he's probably still has contacts deep in that program.
Are you concerned where the division rivals are in this draft and who they selected?
No. What I'm concerned with is we took Emeniwari over Jalen Walker.
You could make the argument that, and I think I would stand on this, that I would rather have the five guys in this mock directly after Josh Kendall's pick than his actual pick. And it's not it's nothing against Emeniwari. It's safety, and I'll run down the list. You can get back to your point. Arizona Cardinals at 16 take Jalen Walker. Mike Green goes 17 to Cincinnati. Will Johnson, the corner of Michigan, goes 18 to Seattle. Jahad Campbell goes 19 to the Bucks, and Shamar Stewart goes 20 to the Broncos. I'd rather have any of the five of those.
So the Falcons need a safety. There is no doubt. If Jordan Fuller maybe can come in here and have a good year, but then again, maybe he has the year like he did in Carolina, and so that's a coin toss. He's not a guy you can't depend on. Now, maybe that they think him and DeMarco Helms are going to go fight for that spot, and or maybe use them in some kind of rotation. I don't know. You need it, but the reality is you need safety depth still. So, that said, though, I agree with you, Mike. I'd rather have Jalen Walker, Mike Green, Jahad Campbell, even Will Johnson, because I think it makes your secondary. I think we've got to stop. We've got to, and Josh is doing it with this, but we got to stop saying edge, 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 and say playmaker, playmaker, playmaker.
Well, if you have somebody that is a playmaker that happens to be an edge, that helps your secondary.
100%.
Like,
an absolute 100%. And I made the point I made yesterday when we were talking about Fuller, the signing of Fuller, is it was very clear to me turning on his Rams film from 2 years ago that he knew that they had a good pass rush. Like, he's jumping routes, he's flying up, like, he's not even hesitating. You could tell that when he gets to Carolina that he's not quite in sync with what he's seeing up front. And, for that reason, he seemed a little more hesitant on the back end to go, do I jump this route? Do I step in front of the ball? Or is it a double move and my pass rush is never going to get there?
It's everything. And that's what those guys, and just since we're talking about the Rams, that's what those guys in the secondary would tell us, when we had meetings with them or talked to them on the sideline. It's just how much having someone up there like an Aaron Donald, like the rest of that defensive line, impacted the game and gave them so much work. Made them so much more comfortable and able to play freely, positions.
To your point, Tiffany, that's why Jalen Walker that's why taking him over Jalen Walker doesn't make a lot of sense to me, because there's no way to quantify this, but Jalen Walker might be the, based on film and versatility and athleticism, what he is as an athlete, he might be the biggest playmaker in the draft defensively.
Yeah,
because he can line up in he's a three down linebacker that you can even use coming off the edge in pass rush situations if necessary, or if you want. And you look at the way he plays the edge in the run, and he's going to be stuck next to Caden Ellis. And you know what? You could use Caden Ellis more in pass rush situations with Diablo and Jalen Walker on the field if you have three linebackers.
Well, and I think that there are multiple guys in this draft that I think can play one role as they develop at a different role. I think Jalen Walker is that. I think you can use him in a sub package as a rusher. I think that we've talked about Jadae Barron, the corner out of Texas, that could possibly be a guy that can play a nickel or an outside corner as he probably develops into a safety. Jadae Barron is kind of reminds me of what's the guy's name in Detroit? Brian Branch, who's in Detroit, who plays that kind of nickel, has turned into an all-pro level player almost in a couple of years up there in Detroit, that you feel like can fill multiple roles as they develop and as they start to understand NFL defenses. So I'm with you, man. Like, and this is not anything against Nick Montewari. A safety at 15, though, it's going to be tough to swallow. And I think I feel the same way about Malachi Starks. I love Malachi Starks. I know they do, too. But you start getting into the 15 range, and you're going, wow, that's really early, shown to do before.
Well, then I want to go back to Montewari and then Starks, because what Josh Kendall has as separating the two is really the combine testing. And is that worth it to you guys to have Montewari picked over Malachi Starks?
Oh, that's such a good question. What's the ceiling? What's the floor? Who's a ball hawk? Who's a playmaker? I don't know. I think you need great athletes. I think here's how I feel about it. And we said this same conversation about Divine Diablo. You got to have athletes on defense moving forward. And it has shown its head multiple times over the last few years that when we go against quarterbacks, Kyler Murray, Jaden Daniels, what's old buddy's name that came in here the first freaking week he was with the Vikings 2 years ago?
And Josh Dobbs.
Yeah, Josh Dobbs. I mean, couldn't tackle the guy. Couldn't tackle him. He didn't even know the offense. He was just like, let me just drop back and I'll just rush. Couldn't tackle him. So, yeah, if there's an athletic upside to a certain guy and you see their film the same, sure. But what I see is a playmaker, Malachi Starks, and, I think Nick Montewari makes up some of that ground for the testing. I think he's a good player. Don't get me wrong. I want to see the film as well.
Well, and to everything you just said is why I question he Montewari over in this mock draft over Jalen Walker.
I agree.
I also think that if Jalen Walker made it to 15, I think the pick would be in – if Roger Goodell announces With the 14th pick in the draft is the Indianapolis Colts take Colston Loveland, tight end, Michigan. I think that he would start to walk off the stage and he's like hugging Colston Loveland and everything, and someone would be like, the Falcons have already made their pick, and it would be Jalen Walker.
Yeah.
I just don't – he's got everything that this team needs. He's quick. He's physical. He's a good tackler. He's aggressive as hell. He can come off the edge. He's a playmaker.
Yeah.
And on top of all of that, you know, he justifies taking the entire Flowery Branch campus, including the chef, to Athens to look.
Throw him on the Sprinter van, baby. Yeah. Let's go.
I mean, so, you know, Arthur's like, hey, why did we spend $700,000 on March 13th? And they're like, well, we had to go to Athens. And he's like, what do you mean? He's like, well, we took everybody. We flew in our regional scouts, and our national scouts to come
make a stop at the Quick Trip.
we actually went past Athens and found the Buc-ee's up 85 and then came back. But I mean, I Josh Kendall is locked in. I think he's the guy to listen to when you listen to people talk about this team as far as beat writers. But I just disagree with him here on this, and that's it. Like, it happens. I mean, we'll live. We're cool.
To your point, you get all the way in the back end of this. James Pierce is going 29 overall to Commanders. Walter Nolan, not a first rounder in this mock. So, well, these guys are plugged in and they're beat writers. But sometimes I do think, and I'm reading some of these, reasoning for some of these picks. Some of these guys get a little too cute with this. Like they're trading picks up and down. This team's moving back. I'm like, we don't ever see as many trades in the first round. Like, you'll see a couple.
That's why it's a mock draft.
It's it's fun. And again, it's cool to talk about. But I'm not on board with Emmanuel Worry over, like I said, probably 8 of the next 10 picks. I just can't stomach it.